The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 102.3 FM KGDC2. As the College Place High School Hawks take to the hardwood for exciting basketball action. And now here's the voice of Hawks basketball, Brent Powers, on Walla Walla's KGDC2.
Well, good afternoon to you, ladies and gentlemen, coming to you from up the road, past Tri-Cities, past the Hanford Central Plateau, and then crossing the Columbia again up here in Mattawa, taking on the Wahloop Warriors. And your College Place Lady Hawks still looking for that first league win, and they're taking on a Wahloop Warrior team that hasn't had a league win in over 2 years as well. Lady Hawks at 0-7, 2-8 overall. Wahloop at 0-7 in league. They are at 1-11. They do have that one win against Riverview, and it is a team that we have been able to beat the last couple years, and here's hoping, given the fact that we've had some success against them and Wahloop continues to struggle, we finally can come away with this first league win, granted on the road, up here in Mattawa. We started a little bit late because we had a 30-second clock that was not behaving, but they've got that fixed. The timer is running, and the girls are warming up, getting ready to go. During this pregame, we'll take a look at our last game against Royal last night at home, as well as having the SCAC standings and scoreboard, the starting lineups, opening tip-off, and all the action. Here's the ladies on the road up here to Mattawa, hoping to get that first league win against the Wahloop Lady Warriors. We'll be back with more from Mattawa. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling was started by Walla Walla native Dan Reiner out of his garage in 2015. Ever since, American Air has enjoyed a booming rate of referrals from our customer base. Our American Air crew is the new generation, the new face of heating and cooling in our valley. We install high-quality, dependable, and efficient heating and air conditioning equipment. We are your one and only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
With smartphones and the internet, auto repair information has never been more readily available for the do-it-yourselfer. At Walla Walla Transmission, we understand the pride and satisfaction that comes from maintaining and repairing your own rig. But few people have the desire to do it, not to mention the time or proper tools to get the job done. That's where we come in. We at Walla Walla Transmission want to be your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Come and see us today at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Stroh Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back up here in Mattawa, the girls warming up, getting ready to take on the Wahloop Lady Warriors, having frankly gotten soaked last night against Royal at home. Lady Knights beating the Lady Hawks 60-22. Royal pressing very, very aggressively in the first quarter, opening up a 28-5 lead. I want to say Royal was up something like 16-0. We had turned the ball over on our first seven straight possessions. Before suddenly towards the end of the first quarter, Lou Weaver had three straight steals on three straight possessions, and we cashed in on two of them, including Weaver lining up at the very top of the arc and just effortlessly draining a three. But as mentioned, we got outscored 28-12, and we had no answer for the Wardner girl, the Cass girl, and even their center, number 33, Webb, was kind of having their way with us in the first quarter. If there's any moral victory we can claim from last night, is that the previous two league games against Zilla and Kybee, we'd only been averaging about 3 points a quarter. And we got a little over five last night, which is something. But then our offense, as we know, we've struggled somewhat this season. But happily, we're going up against a Lady Warrior team that has one win in the last 2 years. And that win came against the Riverview Panthers, I want to say 2 weeks ago at Riverview. Credit the Lady Warriors for that, but they only beat Riverview by one. And by all accounts, Riverview is down in 2B, and I have some connections with some teams in the 2B leagues. And by all accounts, Riverview is not very strong. Despite that, while Luke has played a couple other teams in the league close, so by no means should the Lady Hawks take this game for granted. And after we take this break, we'll get into the SCAC standings and scoreboard and take a look at some of those scores and see how the Lady Warriors have done in the recent past. Again, we're up here to the road, on the road rather, in Mattawa, and the girls warming up, getting ready to take on Wallouk. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Losing a pet to injury, illness, or age can be a very emotional experience. Grief is a normal part of a loss of any bond as deep as those we share with our pets. The Washington State University College of Veterinary Medicine offers phone assistance for people dealing with such a loss. The Veterinary College's hotline number is 509-335-5704. That's 335-5704. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Giving the SCAC scoreboard before we get to honoring the flag and getting into the starting lineups. And again, Zilla and Wapato honker atop at 7-0, both of them, 10-1, 9-1 respectively, followed by Royal, who beat upon us last night, 5-2. Then Kashmir at 5-3. We'll see them next week. No, week after, I beg your pardon. Natchez Valley and Kybee, both at 3-4. We will see Natchez Valley at home next Tuesday. Then Connell at 2-5. And then College Place and Wallouk, both at 0-7. In scores from last night, Wapato beat Natchez Valley in Natchez Valley 60-34, and Kybee squeaked past Connell 43-42. That was a very close game. And then other games tipping off shortly. We're a little bit behind here. These other teams, in theory, tipped off 10 minutes ago. Kybee is going to be at Royal. Natchez Valley is hosting Connell, and Zilla will be at Wapato. I wanted to say, while Luke played a game that was really close, that Riverview game was last Monday, the 29th. No, I'm wrong. When I'm saying things were close, it's not been close for Waluk. They played last Saturday, went to Kashmir, and got burned by them 47-11. And we're getting off to a slight, to somewhat late start, because we're having issues with the 30-second clock on one end of the court, and now, as the clock ran down, the 30-second clock buzzer is going, and it is running indefinitely. So while they thought they had it fixed, now it looks like they don't. There we go. We did manage at least to turn that off. Okay, so now they've reset the game clock. And hopefully, there it is. There it is. So the game buzzer buzzed. The 30-second clock also buzzed, but then buzzed temporarily. So at least in theory, now we're going to be ready to go. So while Luke is getting to finally getting to their introductions, and we may have to stand by to take a break, because every school does it slightly differently with regards to flag. With Waluk, we've got a large flag hanging right over the center circle right now, but they may potentially do introductions. It's mean to see. So let's see. No, we went through the score. Did we go through the scores? Did we? Wapato beating Natchez Valley. That's right. And Kybee just squeaking past Connell. In other games next week, Wapato will be at Connell. Our next game will be this coming Tuesday. We'll be back home hosting Natchez Valley. Kashmir will be at Zilla, and this Lady Warrior team will be on the road to Benton City to take on Waluk. And then on Friday, Connell will be at Kashmir. Royal will be hosting Zilla. That should be quite the game. And College Place is going on the road again. That's next Friday, 5:45 tip-off. We'll be at Wapato. And then finally next Friday, Kybee will be at Natchez Valley. Next Saturday, we'll have the day off. Wapato will go all the way to Marysville and that general area to take on Tulalip Heritage. Tulalip Heritage, if memory serves, a 1B team. Kashmir will be hosting Brewster, also in a non-league game. And also non-league game next Saturday, Connell will be at 2B Granger. Once upon a time, Granger was 1A, but they have since dropped down, and they've been taking part. They've taken, obviously come out of the SCAC, and they're playing in 2B EWAC. We're going to go ahead and take a break as we're getting ready to honor the flag, and then when we come back, we'll have the starting lineups, the opening tip-off, and all the action as Lady Hawks getting ready to take on the Waluk Warriors up here in Mattawa, looking for that first league win. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS 294.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS 2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Let's go ahead and take a look at the kids coming off the bench. First, for the host Walluk Warriors, they're going to have a sophomore in Alexander Rodriguez coming off the bench. Number 5, all I have is Jaylene N will be coming off the bench. A sophomore, number 22, Maria Andrade, will be coming off the bench. A freshman in Irene Pacheco coming off the bench. And then two sophomores, a Gabriela Santa Ana, number 50, and another sophomore, number 10, Rihanna Alcala. For Coach Julie Hill, let's see, what do we got here? 20-22-14. Yeah, we'll have... Ayala Bryant is unavailable this evening. We'll have Annie. Is Annie here? Annie Watson is not here today, so she will not be coming off the bench. But available on the bench will be the freshman, number 14, Haley Amick. The, I believe, senior, number 15, Carly Ray. The sophomore, number 20, Cece Perks. And I believe it's also a freshman in number 22, Bree Smith. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups for Walluk. They'll have a junior in number 1, Ashaya Arazo, a junior in number 11, Yohare Magana, a sophomore in number 12, Mia Morales, and a sophomore in number 33, Anastasia Martinez. Yeah, we don't actually have programs here, so we had to write this down, and relying upon me to write things down might not be the best thing. My handwriting is not the all-time greatest. For Coach Julie Hill, she's going to start at guard. The junior number 1, Charlie Amick, the senior number 1, as well as the senior number 2, Bertukin Duran. Going to start the senior quarterback, number 5, Lou Weaver. And then should be having the senior Ellie Andrews coming out. Yep. And then finally rounding things out will be the junior, number 21, Emma Niemeyer, will also be starting. And we do not have Grace Linton available off the bench, and nor do we have Annie Watson. So Carly Ray is going to be the only regular rotational player coming out. So look for Haley Amick and Cece Perks and Bree Smith to be getting a little bit more time on the court than what we've seen prior this season. So Walluk is under their bucket when their home whites, with, they got a deep burgundy trim, and Lady Hawks on the road here in road blacks with orange trim. Now the Lady Hawks coming out, and as we sit here on the bleachers behind the scorers table, they're going to be moving from right to left, and Walluk still in their final huddle with their coach. Now the girls are coming out. So let's see. This is going to be Mia Morales, who's going to step into the center circle against Ellie Andrews. So now the ref approaching the center circle, making sure his cohorts are ready to go. There's the whistle. There's the ball. It gets tipped into the backcourt and stolen by Charlie Amick. Charlie's going to drive up right. Now pull back. Now feed to Lou Weaver at the top. Now she'll swing around to Ellie on the left wing. Now at the top to Charlie. Swing around to Lou on the right wing. Bounce pass down low to Emma Niemeyer. Lost the handle on a dribble. And it's going to be picked up by Mia Morales, who then goes up court to, that is, Martinez. Martinez is going to drive down, put up a running push shot. No good. Long rebound's going to be tracked down by Charlie Amick. He's going to come up the right wing, go cross court, up court to Emma Niemeyer, who then drives down baseline, going to pull back out, wanted to feed Bertuk instead, going to be picked up by Lou Weaver. She's going to drive into the key. Euro steps in and banks it home. Lou Weaver making her own offense. 7:19 to go in the first, and it is 2-0 College Place. As Martinez feeds to, that was Morales down low, kick back out to Magana, then feeds Morales down low, gets her own rebound, and manages to get it to drop. Mia Morales ties the game up at 2 apiece as Ellie Andrews will pull up on the right wing for 3. That long shot is no good, but Lou Weaver comes down with the rebound. Feed back to Charlie at the top. Thinks 3 instead. Now gives in the corner to Bertukin. Now down low to Emma Niemeyer. Wanting to back down against Morales. Instead kicks out to Lou Weaver. Drives into the key. Pulls up from 8. Swirls it in and out. And swirls home. Lou Weaver with her second bucket. 4-2 College Place. Coming up court, Espindola. Manages to get it to Magana on the right wing. Magana now driving right wing. Shoots over Emma Niemeyer. Misses pretty much everything. Long rebound is going to be tracked down by Arazo, who then turns around and feeds Espindola for a shot from about 18 feet. But that ends up being an air ball. Yeah, and Waluk struggles to score, but they will press the inbounds. Sally Andrews taking out baseline, gives close to Lou Weaver. And it's not an aggressive press as we quickly break. You're going to feed Emma Niemeyer down. She pulls up from 12 and hits. Emma Niemeyer brought to you by Bertukin Durand. And it's 6-2 College Place. 6:08 to go here in the first. Martinez coming up court, feeds to Espindola, drives left, goes into the key, loses the handle on a dribble, ends up being stolen by Lou Weaver. She's on the run, got two women to beat, drives down, pulls up from about 8, swirls in and out, no good. Espindola tries to come down with a rebound, ends up going on the deck, and we should have a jump ball with a possession arrow favoring Waluk. 6-2 Lady Hawks, 5:48 to go in the first. Looking for that first league win as Erazo will inbound to Magana. Now going up court to Espindola. Espindola wanted to drive right, cut off by Emma Niemeyer. Now she gets it back to Magana. Now crossing at the top to Martinez. Martinez has it at the top, swing around to Magana for a long 3, swirls in and out, no good. Morales, however, there is for the offensive rebound and put back from about 8 feet. So Mia Morales with her second bucket, making it 6-4 College Place. As Charlotte bring it up, go up court to Durand, almost loses it, gets it back in. Now she'll feed back to Lou Weaver, who is trailing. Lou on the left wing to Charlie. She'll pull up on the left wing for 3 off the back of the rim, no good. And Lou Weaver's going to steal the rebound from Martinez. Swing around to Ellie Andrews for 3. That's off the front of the rim, no good. Gets her own rebound. Kicks it out to Lou Weaver on the right wing. And almost loses it out of bounds. Managed to get it back to Ellie to Charlie at the top for 3. That looked good, and it was. Charlie Amick with the first Hank Warden, Edward Jones 3 of the game. 9-4 College Place. Magana. Driving down the left wing, puts up a running shot off the side of the rim, no good. Tip rebound, who wants it? It's going to be picked up by Lou Weaver, who then got block fouled by Yohara Magana. Are they saying stepped out of bounds? And we're going to have a timeout on the floor. 4:35 to go in the first, and College Place leading Waluk 9-4 up here in Mattawa. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC. You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Lady Hawks looking for that first league win up here in Mattawa, and they lead the Lady Warriors 9-4, 4:34 to go here in the first. Lou Weaver will bring it up, then goes up court to Emma Niemeyer. Oh, she had Bertukin down low. Does find her, but she's got to come back out. Swing around to Ellie, to Charlie. Swing around to Lou Weaver on the left wing for 3. That's going to be short off the front of the rim. Long rebound's going to be tracked down by Ellie Andrews. Kick back out to Charlie at the top. Now down low to Emma Niemeyer. She drives baseline. Lay-in is too strong. And the rebound is going to be brought down by Ashaya Arazo. Now going to feed to Espendola. Drives into the key. Does Espendola and manages to drop it. Espendola with a bucket, making it 9-6 College Place. Weaver, cross court to Bertukin. Durand, maintaining her dribble in the backcourt, and also feed up to Lou, across the timeline. Now cross court to Ellie Andrews. Ellie, at the top of the key to Niemeyer. She'll bounce back out to Ellie. Now left wing Lou Weaver, 14 on the shot clock. Lou to Charlie at the top. Amick looking for something to happen down low. Now she starts to drive with 7. She'll kick out to Lou Weaver for a right wing 3. That looked good, and it was nothing but net. Lou Weaver with a Hank Ward and Edward Jones 3, and we doubled them up again at 12-6. However, they found Morales down low behind everybody, and she is able to lay it up and in. Morales now with 6 points, making it 12-8 College Place. Whoops. Weaver tried to go cross-court, ends up getting tipped. Now it's going to be stolen by Espendola. She goes into the key. Going to come back out to Martinez. Now cross out to Magana. Now right wing, that is Arazo, tries to drive baseline. Going to get caught up. Feeds to Morales down low, who banks it home off the left block. Morales now with 8 points. And the Lady Hawks only up by 2, 12-10. And making life somewhat difficult. Now we get it down to Emma Niemeyer. Oh, she had Charlie, but instead she's going to pull up for 3 off the side of the rim. No good. Long rebound tracked down by Ellie Andrews. She pulls up for a corner 3 off the back of the backboard. No good. But to Weaver for the rebound. 23 on the shot clock. Now Durand has it on the right wing. Now to Emma Niemeyer, top of the key. Wants to drive in. Slices through 2 down the right lane. Lays it up and in. Does Emma Niemeyer. 14-10 College Place as Morales. Nope, that's not Morales. That's going to be Magana come driving down. She drives down the right block, gets the shot off. It ends up being no good, but they're going to say she earned her way to the charity stripe, having been fouled by Charlie Amick. Charlie will pick up her first personal, and Yohari Magana will go to the line. This is the first trip for either team to the charity stripe, with 2:17 to go in the first. Lady Hawks up 14-10. First free throws off the back of the rim. No good. Checking for the Lady Hawks will be Carly Ray. She'll spell Emma Niemeyer. Annie Watson and Ayala Bryant unavailable. Ayala Bryant is on the bench as Magana hits the second of 2, cutting the Lady Hawk lead to 3, 14-11. As Charlie, harassed in the backcourt, now goes up court to Carly, swings down to Ellie for a corner 3. It's going to be an air ball, but Bertukin's going to track down the rebound. So feed to Lou Weaver on the left wing with 16 on the shot clock, to Ellie on the right wing. Down low to Carly Ray, who immediately gets tied up. And she's going to have to pass it off. Finally, she gets it to Ellie Andrews. She'll pull up for a right wing 3. That also does not touch rim, and it's going to be Arazo with the rebound, and they're going to say she got fouled by Lou Weaver. So Weaver will pick up her first personal. And the Lady Hawks will do a little bit of press, but they break it easily enough as Espendola comes up the right wing. Now she'll feed on the right to, that was Magana, drives baseline, puts it on the side of the rim, and it drops. Magana with the first bucket of the game, and the Lady Hawk lead trimmed to 1 at 14-13. Lou Weaver, nope, she got trapped. Now she's going to feed Carly Ray in the backcourt. You have to go up court to Bertuk. And now we got 3-on-1. Bounce pass to Charlie. Swing back out to Lou Weaver. Left wing 3 on the side of the rim. No good. Ellie Andrews will come down with a rebound. She'll feed back out to Lou Weaver. She drives into the key. Pulls up from 13. Does not make the bucket, but she drew the foul. She'll be going to the line. And that foul is going to be on Magana. That'll be her first personal. So Lou Weaver with 7 points already. Our first trip to the charity stripe hits the first. 15-13 College Place. Checking in for, well, Luke will be Irene Pacheco and Gabriela Santa Ana. Spelling Morales and Magana. So Lou, second free throw off the back of the rim, does no good. But Carly Ray is going to steal the rebound. She then goes up. Are they going to say she traveled? Nope, he got fouled on the ground. Having been fouled by Santa Ana. So with 1:10 to go, we'll just get the ball back. And we're going to have a timeout with 1:10 to go in the first quarter. Lady Hawks up 15-13 up here in Mattawa against Waluke. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
1:10 to go here in the first, and Lady Hawks led by as much as 12-6. But Luke has been giving us a little bit of run for our money. We lead 15-13. We have the ball under the Waluk bucket. And Weaver will take it out baseline down there. Feeds down low to Carly Ray. Slices in, but they're going to call her for a travel. Yeah, I thought she was taking too many steps down there. So it'll be Arazo who will feed into Pacheco. Pacheco ends up throwing the ball away. She wanted to hit Martinez in the backcourt, but there was a miscommunication, so the Lady Warriors throw it away. So Durand will take it out far sideline. And she'll feed to Weaver. Lou back to Bertukin on the right wing. Now down low to Carly Ray. Kick back out to Bertukin. Now across to Charlie Amick on the left. Charlie to Bertukin at the top. She'll pull up for three. Off the back of the rim. No good. Tip rebound. Going to be brought down by Arazo. And she'll feed Martinez in the backcourt. Now up to Pacheco. Pacheco will come up the left wing. She'll hand back to Martinez. Martinez looking for some movement. She got away with a double dribble and then almost gets stolen by Lou. We're going to have a jump ball. Yeah, Lou Weaver tied her up. We got a jump ball on the possession arrow, I believe, favoring College Place. So the shot clock's turned off with 29.8 seconds to go in the quarter. Lady Hawks up 15-13. Lou on the left wing, Charlie Amick. Down low to Carly Ray. Going into the key, goes up. Now, how she did not get called for an up and down, I do not know. To Andrews, to Lou Weaver. Bounce pass down. Nope, it's going to end up being tipped and intercepted by Martinez. Now with 11 seconds to go. Martinez up court to Espindola. Espindola with 6 seconds to go. Tries to feed back to Martinez. Almost throws it away. Now goes to Pacheco and then feeds Arazo. But as she drives down the right wing, the first quarter runs out. And after one quarter play, your score, College Place 15, Waluk 13. We'll be back with a second. You're listening to College Place Basketball right here on College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
As we sit here in the bleachers, the left-hand 30-second clock has been having issues. We started late because they tried to repair it, but now anytime the timer goes off, that shot clock buzzer goes off, and it will not stop running until they disconnect it. Now they've turned it back on, and in theory we're ready to go to start the second. Lady Hawks lead by 2, 15-13. Waluk will have the ball. And Lady Hawks will press the inbound as Arazo is going to feed it right to Charlie Amick. And we got a 2-on-3 fast break. Feed to Ellie Andrews on the right wing. Now to Lou at the top. Now down low to Carly Ray. Kick back out to Ellie. Right wing three. Looked good, and it was. Ellie Andrews with her first Hank Ward and Edward Jones three of the game to open up festivities for the second quarter. And then Waluk promptly turns the ball over on the subsequent inbounds. 18-13 college play, 7:44 to go in the first half. The Weaver will take it out baseline. She'll feed Ellie Andrews in the right corner. She had the three, but instead she swings around to Bertukin. Cross court to Weaver, now to Charlie Amick for three. That looked good, but it ended up swirling in and out. Durand almost chased it down. She had to go out of bounds to get it, but then in sweeping back in, she ended up throwing it out of bounds. This time, Waluk gets the inbound to Magana, who will come up the right wing. Almost lost it out of bounds. Now, Bertukin's all over her, and then we're going to feed it directly to Lou Weaver. Lou, who's going to drive into the key. Euro steps in, gets a shot off, tries to draw the foul, and it's nothing called, and Magana will come down with the rebound, and she'll feed Erazo. And Erazo, with Andrews all over her, comes up the right wing. Erazo now pulls up on the baseline. She got away with stepping on things. Feeds to Morales down low, gets a shot off, no good. Santa Ana will get the rebound. That put back is no good, and now the rebound's getting... Whoop! Almost got chased down by Lou Weaver, but then goes out of bounds. 7 minutes to go in the half. Lady Hawks up 18-13. And Erazo will take it out baseline. Gets it down low to... Man, that was an interesting shot by Pacheco. Nice turnaround push shot, no good, off the front of the rim. Lou Weaver will come down with the rebound. She then feeds Carly Ray in transition. Carly's lay-in is too strong, but she drew the foul. And that foul is going to be on Magana. That is her second personal, so Carly Ray will go to the line. Oops, that's not first quarter. This is second quarter. And she rattles the first one home. 19-13 college play, equaling their largest lead of the game. And see there, can you hear that 30-second buzzer? Yep, it's going again. So they have to disconnect. They have to keep disconnecting the 30-second clock. And I think the ref may have said just leave it disconnected because clearly, oh, now we've lost the scoreboard altogether. Yeah, we're having some. There it is. 6:50 to go. 19-13 college place, and Carly's second free throw is no good, but it doesn't matter because we had a lane violation. So Erazo will take it out, and Lady Hawks will press the inbounds again. She does get it into Pacheco. Pacheco with Lou Weaver on her, and Lou's going to steal it from her feet up court to Bertukin Durand, and it was an errant pass. Boy, yeah, and Bertukin had nothing but real estate between her and the bucket. It would have been an easy, easy transition bucket. So Erazo will try again. And you're going to get 5 seconds called. But just in time, she gets it to Pacheco. Stolen by Weaver again. Now feed Amick for a right wing three. Off the front of the rim, no good. And Pacheco will take the rebound. She then goes up court to Morales. Stolen by Amick, who read it like a book. To Andrews on the left wing for three. That's going to be way long. Tip rebound brought down by Weaver. Pulls up from 15. Almost makes it work, but no. Santa Ana will come down with the rebound. She then is going to feed Erazo. Come running down the right wing. Block and stolen by Weaver. And she's going to come back in the other direction. Here comes Lou. Euro stepping in left-handed lane down the left lane. Lou Weaver with the steal and the bucket. 21-13 college place. Our largest lead of the game. As Pacheco struggling in the backcourt. Almost has it stolen, or we're going to have a timeout. 5:57 to go in the half. Lady Hawks by 8. 21-13 up here in Mattawa. Back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Hawk basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
5:57 to go in the half. and Lay Ducks up 21-13. 30-second clock is just howling away. And the buzzer goes. The 30-second clock will just keep going and just keep going. And I don't know if we have the AD, but we got four. There we go. I've got it to stop. And what happens is we end up losing everything for a minute, and then it comes back on. So now I think we're ready to go. Scoreboard reads as it should. 5:57 and go on the half. Lady Hawks up by 8. And Erazo, yeah, inbounds to Pacheco with Weaver on her in the backcourt. Pacheco now coming up right crosses the timeline. Lou still not letting her go. Feed to Santa Ana on the right wing, driving on Carly Ray. Goes down baseline and gets a shot off the side of the rim. No good, but they're going to say Carly fouled her. So Ray will pick up her first personal. And Santa Ana will go to the line. The Lady Warriors are 1-for-2. Santa Ana puts it off the back of the rim. No good. Got Emma Niemeyer going to check back in for College Place. And she's going to spell Charlie Amick. They're down rotation players. Don't have Ayala Bryant. Don't have Annie Watson. Raheema Duran still injured. Sent down his second free throws off the side of the rim. No good. And then they're going to say Carly Ray lost the rebound out of bounds. So Luke will get a try again. So Raza will take it out baseline. And, oh, gets it down. Nope, it's going to be stolen again by Lou Weaver. Quickly coming up the left wing. Oh, she ended up poked behind her. It's going to be picked up by Arazo, who then runs into Martinez. But now Martinez will pick it up and bring it across the timeline. Martinez stopping at the top. Her pass is going to be stolen by guess who? Lou Weaver. Up court to Duran, who got behind everybody. And her lay-in's too strong. As Morales will come down with the rebound, then gets tied up for a jump ball. Heads up play by the Lady Hawks. College Place basketball. Valerie Espindola will check back in for Santa Ana. For Waluk. So Ellie Andrews will take it out baseline. Gives in close to Carly Ray. She dribbles in now, feeds to Duran at the top, swing around to Emma. Now down low to Carly again, who immediately gets sagged on. To Ellie Andrews, cross court to Lou Weaver on the left wing, thinks the three, now feeds down to Carly Ray, goes up, puts a shot that's too strong, but she earned her way to the line again. Carly having been fouled, have this by Morales. That'll be her first personal, and Carly Ray will go to the line again. She is 1-for-2. And Charlie Amick getting ready to check back in. Carly, first free throws off the back of the rim, no good. And Charlie will spell Durand. Now Carly, two quick dribbles, puts it up again. Looks good, and it was. Carly Ray, bookends. She's 2-for-4 from the line. Lady Hawks with their largest lead of the game at 22-13. As Espindola drives into the corner, almost lost the ball, feeds down low to Morales. Her shot is no good. Scramble for the rebound, going to be brought down by Ellie Andrews. She'll feed Weaver, coming up to the top, on the right wing to Ellie Andrews. NBA deep, now to Emma at the top, NBA deep, now to Amick, right wing. Now to Lou, swing around to Andrews on the left wing, 10 on the shot clock, Charlie. Down low to Lou Weaver in the key. Kick out to Emma. Now to Andrews. Had the three. Should have taken the clock. Should have taken the shot. Instead, she tried to swing it around, and we ended up turning the ball over. Shot clock ran out, and as you can hear, the shot clock is still going on. So we'll turn the scoreboard off. And then hopefully we'll turn it back on. Yep, there we go. Now we're ready to go. As Martinez takes the inbound. Harassed by Charlie in the backcourt. Man, Martinez having trouble getting up court. She does manage to get it up to Espindola. Then she'll feed back to Martinez. Some confusion about who wanted the ball. Not going to feed Erazo. And then as Erazo tried to make a drive, they're going to say she got grabbed. And they're going to say she got fouled by Ellie Andrews. That'll be her first personal. So Durand will check back in now and spell Lou Weaver. So we're pretty much going with the six-man rotation right now. Those people concerned with gendered pronouns will, I understand, be patient with me. Oh, man, inbounds, ends up being tipped and stolen by Carly Ray. Turns around and feeds Ellie Andrews on the left wing for three. Ends up being way too strong. Tip rebound, Emma Niemeyer to Durand to Emma. Fakes the corner three, instead drives into the key. Now to Charlie at the top for three. That looked good, and it was. Charlie Amick with their second Hank Ward and Edward Jones three of the game, and now we're up by 12. We're on a 10-0 run as Arazo comes running down against Emma Niemeyer. Shot is too strong. Morales comes down with the rebound, turns, and then we got a foul on the floor. Yes. Foul's going to be on Ellie Andrews. That'll be her second personal. And we got Bree Smith getting ready to check in. And Bree will be covering Arazo down low. She'll feed to Martinez in the right corner. Now swing around to Morales on the right wing. Now back to Arazo. And she shoves Bree Smith out of the way, gets a shot off, and then they're going to call a shooting foul? She shoved Bree Smith into next week. But then, they turn around and call the foul on Bree. I'm not so sure about that. And who is that at the line? I want to say that this is Arazo. She got significantly long hair, and it's shading her number, but it is Arazo, and she gets two and hits the first. As Espindola will go to the bench, and who she gets spelled by? I think Magana came out for Espindola. So Arazo's second free throw is off the side of the rim, no good, and Smith will come down for the rebound. Her pass is tipped, but still brought in by Durand. Turn around and feed Charlie. Got away with the travel. Wants to feed Bree Smith, who wasn't looking for it. And the Lady Hawks turn the ball over. 3:08 to go in the half. And the Lady Hawks on a 10-2 run here to open the second. As that is Magana coming up the right wing. Now wants to drive to the right. Gets cut off by Charlie. Now to, that is Pacheco. Pacheco drives into the key. Now comes back out, feeds to Martinez. Back to Pacheco, deep on the left wing. Pacheco dribbling around, going to be cut off by Durand. Wants to feed to Magana. Magana tries to drive down, manages to get it down to Morales. Gets a desperation shot off, gets her own rebound, and they're going to say she went up. No, we got a jump ball. Carly Ray ties up Morales, and we get a jump ball as Ellie Andrews will check back in and spell Bree Smith. So Arazo has the ball tipped out of bounds by Andrews, and we'll try again. 2:41 to go in the half. Hawks by 9, 25-14 on a 10-1 run to open the second. As that was Magana, lost the handle on her dribble, ends up going on the deck, and we're going to have another jump ball. That will be College Place basketball. Lady Hawks led 15-13 after one, and now lead 25-14. 10-1 runs will make life a little easier as Amick gives to Durand on the left wing. Now to Emma Niemeyer on the right wing. Thinks the three. Not really her shot. Now to Andrews. Now swing to Charlie on the right wing. Waiting for something to open up down low. Now in the corner to Niemeyer. Bounce pass down to Andrews. Drives baseline. She's going to have to go all the way around and feed to Charlie for a right wing three. Look good. And it was. Charlie's feeling it this afternoon. That is her third. Hank Ward and Edward Jones three. We got them doubled up at 28-14. As Magana drives past Charlie Ray. Gets down low. Her shot ends up being no good. And then we don't have a signal on who it's out on. I guess it's out on Carly Ray, so Russell will take it out baseline. 1:58 to go in the half. Lady Hawks have the Lady Warriors doubled up as Arazo. I'm not sure what she was trying to do, but I think she wanted Martinez, but there was a miscommunication there as the ball touches absolutely nobody and goes out of bounds. So the Warriors turn the ball over. And Durand, facing a little bit of pressure, feeds to Amick. Now up court to Ray. Oh, down low to Emanemeyer. Gets behind everybody, lays it up and in. Emanemeyer. Brought to you by Carly Ray, and it's 30-14 College Place. Magana dribbling in the backcourt with Ray on her. Dribbles past her, comes down the left wing, and then just lost the ball out of bounds. Straight up. Flying down the left wing. Managed to get it back in, but then slid out of bounds. And the Warriors even give up a pretense of a press at this point as Charlie will bring it up. Now facing that 2-3 zone on the right wing to Andrews. Andrews to Carly Ray in the key. It's going to be tipped out of bounds, but it ends up being, oh, nope. I take it back. Pacheco did get it into Martinez, who now will feed Magana down the right wing. Gets down low to Morales. She drives down the right block. Shot's way too strong, but they're going to say she got fouled. 5-2 Durand? And I didn't see her as being remotely close to that play, but all right. Morales, who had 8 points in the first quarter, is silent thus far for the second. We'll go to the line for two. You're 3-for-8. 2-for-8. Sorry, 2-for-7. As Morales missed the first one. And Carly Ray just went to the bench. Who is she spelled by? CeCe Perks is in for the first time today. Morales' second free throw off the back of the rim goes up and then drops, giving her 9 points for the game. The Lady Hawks lead 30-15 as Charlie gives on the right wing to Andrews. Andrews, cross court to Charlie. Now down to Perks. She does put up a shot and, oh, hangs on the rim, doesn't quite go. Gets her own rebound, feeds to Durand, drives into the key, kicks back out to Charlie, right wing Ellie. Ellie now driving into the key. Ah, got tied up for a jump ball. Yep. And that'll be Walug basketball. CeCe Perks got robbed. It swirled in that, hung on the rim for almost 2 seconds and then slowly dropped off. Then got her own rebound to boot. Well, Erazo has trouble getting it in, but she does end up getting it to Martinez and going up court to, I want to say that's Pacheco. And then Pacheco ends up losing the ball out of nose, poked out of bounds by Durand. 46 seconds to go in the half. Lady Hawks have the Warriors doubled up, 30-15. Erazo in close to Magana. And they're going to call Magana for over and back? What? You should be looking at the right line there, Rath. Did not. She didn't look to me like she was close to over and back. But in fairness, the ref was closer than I was. But, So Charlie on the right wing to L.A. Andrews. Now at the top to Bertukin. Durand back to Andrews. Now down low to CeCe Perks. She's got to kick back out to Ellie. Instead, the pass is going to be almost stolen by Pacheco, but then she steps on the sideline. So with 15 seconds on the shot clock, they've given up on that south end shot clock. We get the ball back. Ellie at the top to Charlie. Swing around to Bertukin. Tipped. Almost stolen. Bertukin with... Now, we got no shot clock as, who was that? It was 24, actually gets the steal. Drives down, can't make the shot. 13 seconds to go. Now, here come the Lady Hawks. 3-on-2, Ellie Andrews. Cross court down to Emma Niemeyer, and she hits from about 8. Emma, now with her 8th point, brought to you by Ellie Andrews. As the Lady Hawks do real well in the second quarter. They lead Walook here in Mattawa at halftime, 32-15. We'll be back with totals and a breakdown of the first half when we return. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you know of us through positive online reviews or recommendations from friends, our team at American Air Heating and Cooling is eager to make you our next satisfied customer. We're pleased to offer planned maintenance, field repairs, and air quality improvements. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com and follow us on social media. Call American Air Heating and Cooling today at 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
With the out-of-this-world cost of new and high-quality used vehicles these days, you want your current rig to run as long as possible. Walla Walla Transmission is standing by and ready to help. The secret to keeping your vehicle in tip-top shape and avoiding costly repair bills is preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance ensures your safety and that of your family. Reliability, contentment, peace of mind. Get on a regular maintenance schedule at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Halftime up here in Mattawa, and the Lady Hawks leading Wallowe 32-15. Both teams looking for their first league win, and at the end of one quarter of play, it looked like it could have been anybody's game. Lady Hawks clinging to a two-point lead at 15-13. Lady Hawks have led 12-6, but then Wallowe went on a 7-2 run to make the first quarter decidedly interesting. But the second quarter, well, that was a different story. Lady Hawks outscore the Warriors 17-2. And they sit at halftime with a fairly comfortable 32-15 lead. Let's take a look at the scoring for the host. Well, Luke Warriors, you've got Ashai Arazo with 1 point. You have Valerie Espindola with 2 points. Yohari Magana with 3 points. And Mia Morales, leading all Lady Warrior scorers with 9 points. She had 8 in the first quarter. Part of the reason they were as close as were as Morales kept getting the ball down low, and she was effective in finishing in the first quarter. Lady Hawks made a defensive adjustment, and Morales only got 1 point on 1-for-2 for free throws in the second quarter. For the Lady Hawks, so you've got Carly Ray with 2 free throws made. Ellie Andrews with a 3 in the second quarter. Emma Niemeyer with 8 points. And they're all coming down low, mid-range, and one finish, an easy bucket. Emma Niemeyer playing within herself with regards to the offense that's allowing it, and that's good to see. Excellent contribution. Charlie Amick, 9 points, 3. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, bombs. And Lou Weaver leading all scorers on the court with 10 points. So Lady Hawks spreading it around a little bit and defensively made the adjustment they need to shut down Mia Morales to go into the halftime locker room with a fairly comfortable lead. So what do the Lady Hawks need to do to succeed? Sorry. We've got a two-man dust mop out there. And the fella that is running the clock is out there along with 3 very small girls pushing that thing around. Anyway, what the Lady Hawks need to do is just keep doing exactly what they did in the second quarter. They got to shut down Morales. They also were pressing a bit more in the second quarter and harassing the Lady Warriors into turnovers. And then just being patient on offense. Lady Hawks really doing a pretty good job of not turning the ball against a Lady Warrior team that admittedly struggles, but they're making it interesting for us in the first quarter. And if we decide to get lazy and allow Morales to start scoring from down low, it could get interesting for us again. This all the more so in that we're missing a couple of rotation players. Ayla Bryant has been out with illness the last 2 games. She traveled with the team up here, but she's sitting on the bench in street clothes. And we also do not have the services of Annie Watson, who can give us some. And not just Annie Watson as well, but Grace and Ton, both of those girls giving us quality minutes, and they're missing. So we're pretty much, largely we were just rotating one substitute. That was Carly Ray. We did get Bree Smith and CeCe Perks in there for a bit, but for the most part it has been a 6-man rotation, and Lady Hawks nevertheless have been making it work. And if they can keep making it work in the second half, get out of here with that desperately needed first league win. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll have the SCAC scoreboard as well as The standings in the SCAC. When we return here from Mattawa, Lady Hawks leading Wolook 32-15 at halftime. Back with more. You're listening to College Boys Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Owning an animal can be a rewarding investment for your family. Whether it's riding a horse, petting your cat, or just seeing that welcome wag of a tail at the end of the day, animals enrich our lives. Responsible owners enrich animals' lives, too. Timely vaccinations, proper health care, sound nutrition, controlling pet overpopulation, and a safe environment are just a few of the things we can do for our pets. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Girls coming back out here at halftime. Well, Luke taking some warm-up shots. Lady Hawks leading 32-15 on the strength of a 17-2 second quarter. Let's take a look at the SCAC standings. Zilla and Wapato up there atop, undefeated. It's 7-0, 10-1, and 9-1 respectively, followed by a Royal team that dismantled us last night at 5-2, Cashmere at 5-3. Natchez Valley and Kybee, both at 3-4, then Connell at 2-5, and then College Place and Wolook, both of them still looking for that first league win. Lady Hawks in a good position after one half of play to be the one who comes out of here with that first league win. In scoring, let's see, last night, no, that's not what we're looking for. That's what's coming up. We want to see what happened. No, we're not going to do it. The internet is going to internet, as it occasionally does here in Wolook. Our service sometimes can vary from time to time. There we go. Finally came up. So last night, in addition, like I said, Royal beat College Place 60-22, if you had noticed, if you tuned in last night. Wapato beat Natchez Valley up the valley pretty easily, 60-34. And Kybee just eked one past Connell at 43-42. Playing right now, Kybee's at Royal. Natchez Valley is hosting Connell. And Zilla's at Wapato. And so somebody's going to come out of there with first place all of themselves, just like someone's going to come out of here with the basement all to themselves. And if the Lady Hawks can repeat that second quarter, it'll be Wolook. So the Lady Hawks ready to go. Wolook, now they're finally coming out. Lady Warriors coming out. You got to hand it to the Lady Warriors. I've been watching them for the last 2 years. They never hang their heads. They struggle, but they never hang their heads. They just keep plugging. As Lou Weaver comes to the top, feeds on the right wing to Charlie Amick for three. That's barely off the front of the rim, no good, but Lou Weaver's going to chase down the rebound. Swing to Bertukin, to Ellie. Swing back around to Charlie. Now in the corner, Tim and Niemeyer, who's come out to get it. Now she feed to Ellie. Ellie dribbling. Now Weaver to Bertukin on the left wing. Now to Charlie in the corner. She'll try for three again. Oh, that was too long. I thought it looked good, but I was incorrect. And Espindola will come down with the rebound. And then we got a foul. Okay, yeah, they're going to call a foul on Emma Niemeyer coming up the court. So the Lady Hawks will press, and Erazo will take it up baseline. With Ellie Andrews in her face, she gets it in down low to Magana. And Magana, with Charlie on her, gets it across the timeline. She'll hand off to Martinez. Martinez to number three. Now back to Martinez. Now to Magana. Drives baseline. Whoa, she got an interesting shot off Emma Niemeyer that swirled halfway in and out. No good. And then Charlie Amick could not quite handle the rebound. So they've given up on that shot clock. I got to look the other direction as Espindola takes it and feeds to Magana, dribbling around to the top. Now to Martinez. Dribbles in. Got to pull back out. Now down low to Morales, backing down against Niemeyer, puts it off the front of the rim, no good, and Niemeyer comes down with a rebound, and then they're going to call a foul, rather, on Magana. Magana will pick up, that is her third personal? Fourth personal? What did I miss? Maybe there was a foul on Morales that I missed, as Weaver feeds on the left wing to aim it. Could have taken the three, but instead she'll kick it out to Andrews, who dribbles to the top. Now to Weaver on the right wing. Now down low to Bertuk and got behind everybody. She's got to kick it back out to Niemeyer from about 15. Off the front of the rim, no good. Weaver will come down for the rebound. She'll pull back out. Reset on the left wing to Ellie Andrews. Now to Charlie in the corner. She's got time to take the three. She just feels like she's got the yips a little bit. Now she has it again on the left wing. Ellie at the top. Lou on the right. Down low to Bertuk and goes on the deck. Niemeyer somehow comes up with it. Oh, wanted to feed Amick and it was too hot. And we end up losing the ball out of bounds. Irene Pacheco to check in for Magana for Waluk. And Erazo will take it out far sideline with the Hawks pressing the inbounds again. Ellie Andrews in Pacheco's face. And Pacheco, running out of time, does get it to Martinez. Martinez with Durand harassing her in the backcourt, man. Martinez elbowed her out of the way. And then feed down to Espindola. Now feed to Martinez for three off the side of the rim. No good. Erazo's going to chase down the rebound. Drives down. Shot was pretty good looking, but no good. Morales gets the rebound. Put back is no good. Her third effort finally works. And Morales with her first bucket since the first quarter. Makes it 32-17 College Place. Andrews at the top to Durand. Swinging around to Charlie on the left wing. Amick. Cross court to, that is Andrews. Andrews dribbling to the top. Hand off to Lou Weaver. Down low to Charlie. Ends up getting stuck down low, and we're going to have a jump ball. Yep. And that's College Place basketball. No. We're saying it's Waluk basketball. I beg your pardon. And we get an inbound to Pacheco. And goes up court to Morales. Morales drives down 2-on-1 and manages to bank it home on the right block. You see, you got to stop Morales. Morales now with 4 points. And our 17-point lead shaved to 13 as Weaver turns around, pulls up for three at the top, and just coolly hits Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. Lady Hawks back by 16, 35-19. And we'll press the inbound. As Erazo will have Ellie Andrews in her face. 5:20 to go in the third quarter. Gives download to Pacheco, who now comes up the left wing. Now she wants to drive into the key. Nice bounce pass to Martinez, who banks it home on the right block. Was that Martinez? That was Pacheco. I beg your pardon. 35-21. College Place. 5 minutes to go in the third. Weaver on the right wing to Andrews. Andrews swing around to Amick at the top. Now to Emma Niemeyer, top of the key. Bounce pass out to Andrews. Now back to Charlie at the top. Swing around to Lou on the left wing. Weaver, she'll pull up for an NBA three. Swirled halfway down, in and out. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Erazo. Erazo running down the right wing. Going to be cut off by Weaver. And almost, she has to go out of bounds to get the loose ball. Then feeds to Ellie Andrews, who wasn't looking for it. Put her hands on it, but then we got a jump ball. Still going to be College Place basketball as Carly Ray will check in and spell Emma Niemeyer. So Weaver will run it up. Now she's at the top. Fakes the three. Feeds on the right wing to Andrews. Down low to Carly Ray. Wants to back down. Instead, she immediately gets triple teamed. Going to feed to Andrews. Now to Charlie at the top. Now, no, wanted to go down low to Lou Weaver, and the pass is a little bit too hot. Weaver and Charlie, between the two of them, have had two turnovers this quarter, trying to feed one another as Erazo. Ooh, almost running out of time. Gets it to Martinez. Martinez will feed to, who is that? That's back to Erazo. Erazo now bringing it up the court. Now driving down right lane. Nice bounce pass down to Espindola. Shot was too strong, however. Lou Weaver will come down with the rebound. I believe they're going to say she got fouled over the back by Erazo. Yep. So Erazo will pick up her first personal. 4:07 to go in the third quarter. Lady Hawks by 14. Led by as much as 17. CeCe Perks gets ready to check in. Charlie Amick for three. Barely off the front of the rim. No good. Durand will come down with the rebound. She'll then feed Ray down low. Feed back to Charlie. Top of the arc to Andrews for three. Looks good, and it was. Ellie Andrews with her second Hank Warden Edward Jones three of the game. Lady Hawks back up by 17. Tying their largest lead of the game at 38-21 as that was Pacheco comes down, hand off to Martinez, pulls up for a left wing three off the side of the rim, no good. Morales will come down with the rebound, backs down against Carly Ray, puts up an air ball, and Weaver will chase down the loose ball, and she wants to run. Coming down the left wing, dribbles it off her own foot, goes back into the backcourt to gather it in. Now she'll feed down low to Carly Ray. Scoop shot off the bottom of the backboard. Ends up being no good, but Carly Ray is going to earn her way to the line again. Having been fouled by Morales. Carly Ray is 2 for 4. And trying to give the Lady Hawks now their largest lead of the game. Puts it off the back of the rim. No good. So Perks will check in for Durand, and so we got a little bit of height in there between Perks and Carly Ray. Carly Ray quickly shoots, puts it off the side of the rim, and Lou Weaver will chase down the rebound. So we'll try again. Lou on the right wing to Amick. Charlie wanting to give down to Carly Ray, got behind the defense, goes up, shot is no good, no call. And Morales eventually will chase down the rebound. She'll feed to Pacheco coming up the right wing. Pacheco now switching her hand, goes to Martinez on the left wing for three. That's an air ball. It's going to go out of bounds. Martinez got the arms, but it's all arms, puts almost no leg into it. And gotta have a little leg for consistency when you're shooting threes. As Weaver will pull up at the top, fakes the three, instead feeds to Andrews on the right, and then wanted to feed CeCe Perks, who wasn't looking for it. CeCe was a little bit, she was concerned with her defense for some reason, so we turned the ball over again. Still up by 17 with 2:39 to go. In the third is CeCe Perks driving back and forth against Charlie Amick. Take it across the timeline. Pacheco dribbling back and forth. Now she loses Charlie again. Now she's going to lose the dribble. It's going to end up going on the deck, and we got a jump ball. I think that's about Luke basketball. And we're going to have a timeout with 2:25 to go in the third. Lady Hawks by 17 up here in Mattawa. College plays 38. Well, Luke 21 back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Hawk basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
2:25 to go in the third, and the Lady Hawks lead 38-21. And Luke, head coach, wanted to talk things over with his girls, who they've had no league wins over the last 2 years, and it doesn't looks like the Lady Hawks are going to prevent them from doing it again this year, at least first time through. So we're going to start playing repeat games next week as Erazo gets it in down low to Santa Ana and immediately goes on the deck, and we got another jump ball. Yep. Wait a minute. How can that be Waluke basketball again? Oh, they called timeout the last time. Never mind. I see what they did. So Erazo will take it out baseline. And looking for something to open up. Gives to Martinez. Dribbling out. She ends up booting the ball up court. Going to be picked up by Pacheco. With 7 on the shot clock. Pacheco driving in. Pulling up for about 12. Puts it off the side of the rim. No good. Long rebound is going to be chased down by Charlie Amick. Going to go up court to Carly Ray. Who then going to drive down and lay it up and in. Carly Ray with her first bucket. Brought to you by Charlie Amick. 40-21 College Place. 19 points, our largest lead of the game. Ray's going to shut down Martinez. Now Martinez going to drive baseline. Oh, found Espindola down low. Blocked by Weaver and then picked up by the redhead. Then she's going to feed Amick in transition. Oh, she had Carly Ray. And instead her pass is going to be stolen by Espindola with a 2-on-nothing fast break. But Lou Weaver's going to chase her down and block it and steal it again. She's done this on 2 consecutive possessions. This time she's going to go all the way herself. Right-handed laying down the left lane is no good, and the ball tipped out of bounds by Waluk. Wow. Mia Morales to check in, and she'll spell Espindola for Waluk. And so Weaver will take it out baseline. She'll feed to Ellie Andrews on the left wing. She'll pull up for 3. Oh, it was nothing all right, but unfortunately it was nothing at all. It was too long. It looked to be online, but my eyes deceived me. So Erazo will try to inbound for Waluk and getting pressed. Emma Niemeyer and Bertukin Duran getting ready to check in for the Hawks. Now we've got an offensive foul away from the ball, I think, on Santa Ana. Yep. I didn't see exactly what happened, but Santa Ana is going to pick up her second personal. So here come Duran and Niemeyer, and they'll spell Ellie Andrews and Charlie Amick. Ray and CeCe Perks out there. So Duran takes the inbound, swing around Emma Niemeyer on the left wing. Now in the corner to Lou Weaver, she'll pull up for 3. That ends up being an air ball, and Martinez chases down the rebound. She goes to court to Erazo. Erazo flying down the left wing. Oh, bad! It's stolen by CeCe Perks. It ends up going on the deck, and we got a jump ball. Okay, this is what appears to be the third straight jump ball where the possession arrow has gone to Waluk. Guys, you got to pay attention. This is College Place basketball. Yeah. They're not changing the possession arrows. Araza goes down low to Santa Ana against Lou Weaver. Her lane is no good, and Lou's going to be in position for the rebound. She's bringing it up, feeds to Duran. Bounce pass down low to Carly Ray. Goes up, underhanded scoop shot, no good. Santa Ana with the rebound has it tipped away by Ray and CeCe Perks. Ellie Andrews is going to pick it up. Going to feed to Ray, to Weaver. Going to drive into the key. Goes up against Santa Ana. Shots off the back of the rim. No good. Perks will come down with the rebound. She'll feed Niemeyer, who then pulls up for about 8. That ends up being no good. And Martinez will come down with the rebound. 30 seconds to go in the third. Lady Hawks by 19 as Morales gets the ball, drives into the key. And they're going to call a foul on Lou Weaver. So Morales will work her way to the line. They're calling that foul. They called that foul on CeCe Perks. I did not see her as being anywhere near that play. But all right, we will go with it as Morales hits the first, and Charlie Amick will check back in. Morales 2 for 3 from the line. She'll spell Lou Weaver for the remainder of the third quarter. And now Morales with 14 points. Can't quite get 15 as Ray muscles the rebound away from Martinez as Amick will come up the court with it. She'll feed up to Durand and then has the ball poked out of bounds by Erazo. 15 seconds to go in the third quarter. Lady Hawks by 18, 40-22. Tip pass inbound still going to be picked up by Amick. Now pass to Carly Ray in the key. She'll feed, nope, her pass is going to be intercepted by Pacheco. I thought that was going to be a suspect. As Pacheco feeds to Martinez, and they're going to say got fouled by Ray with 0.5 seconds to go in the third quarter. That's on the court, so they're still going to have to do an inbound. But how can you say 15 white? Yeah, that foul's on Carly Ray. That's black, not white. As Erazo will inbound with 0.5 seconds to go in the third quarter. And can't get the end up getting a shot off. They're not sure. It doesn't matter because it's off the side of the rim. No good. So after four quarters of play, your Lady Hawks lead Wiluke in Mattawa, 40-22. We'll be back with the fourth quarter. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Start of the fourth quarter. Lady Hawks looking for that first lead win. They lead by 18 as he gets the ball down low to CeCe Parks, who banks it home from about 10 feet. Woo, she put a bit of muscle into that and it dropped all the same. Lady Hawks by 20. As Erazo will feed to, that is Magana, who's checked back in. And, she had her ball almost stolen. Ends up going on the deck for it. Somehow manages to get it. Then I end up getting screened. Someone got a shot off. They ended up getting fouled by Emma Niemeyer. Let's see. Who was that? That was Espindola with the shot. So she's going to go to the line for two. Warriors right now are 3-for-8 from the line. Make that 3-for-9. Lady Hawks 3-for-8, so we're not substantially better as Espindola. Now taking the 10th free throw, ends up being no good. Tip rebound's going to be brought down by Erazo. She then goes up, shot ends up being no good, and that rebound's going to be brought down by Emma Niemeyer. She'll feed Duran, now feed to Charlie Amick. Now go down court to Carly Ray, and pass was too high and too hot, and Charlie knew it. She had her head in her hands. 7:20 to go in the game. Hawks by 20. 42-22. As Erazo goes down to Magana. Magana coming up the right wing. She wants to go all the way. Gets cut off by Charlie Amick. Now she's dribbled her way into the corner. Feed to, let's see, that was Pacheco wanted to drive around there and say she got grabbed by Carly Ray. So Ray will pick up her third personal, and Lady Warriors will take it out baseline with Magana holding the ball. Now feed to Erazo in the corner. Wants to feed to Morales, can't do it, now drives baseline. And finally, she gets a shot off, and they're going to say she ended up getting fouled by Charlie Amick, I think, who's just standing there with her hands up going, "Why? What do I need to do? Help me understand." As Charlie picks up her second personal. And I believe Erazo will go to the line. For the second time this afternoon, she's 1-for-2. 7 minutes to go in the game. Lady Hawks by 20. 42-22. Ellie Anders and Lou Weaver getting ready to check back in for the Lady Hawks. Erazo's first free throw off the back of the rim. No good. So Anders and Weaver will spell Charlie Amick and Carly Ray. Erazo. She spends some time dribbling and spinning and dribbling and spinning. Then she looks and hunkers and fires and hits that one. She's 2-for-4. Lady Hawk lead 19 with Weaver getting a little bit of backcourt pressure. Goes up court to Ellie. Cross court to CeCe Perks, who's just waiting for it. Oh, lay-in's a little bit too strong. Scramble for the rebound. Going to be brought down by Magana. Harassed in the backcourt by Duran. Does manage to get it. Pacheco. And now Duran's going to come back. She'll feed back to Magana. Magana now dribbling to the top with Duran coming out on her. Now she'll feed to Pacheco in the right corner. Jaco dribbling out. Now back to Magana. 10 on the shot clock. Magana driving into the key. Pulls up from about 8. Shot is too strong. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Ellie Andrews. And then we're going to have a foul either on Erazo or Magana. Nope, the foul's going to be on Erazo. That'll be her second personal. And the Warriors doing a little bit of backcourt pressure here. As Andrews inbounds to Weaver. She'll feed back to Andrews. Now up court to Duran. That was not the wisest pass. It ends up getting tipped and stolen by Pacheco. Now up court to Espindola, quickly pulling up from 15. No good. But Morales is there for the offensive rebound and put back. As Weaver wanted to go up court to Emin Emeyer, and Morales stepped in and stole it. So two straight turnovers as Erazo comes down the left wing, got blocked and stolen by Lou Weaver. It's a signature mark of hers, but this time they're going to call Weaver for a foul. That'll be her second personal. That'll put Erazo to the line again. Erazo with 2 points. She's 2 for 4 from the line for the afternoon. Lady Hawks had led by as much as 20. They now lead by 17, 42-25. Erazo very deliberate at the line. Hits the first. And Carly Rail checked back in for Emma Niemeyer. Now they give it back, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, spin, 6, 7, 8, spin. Now she's ready to go, and it ends up being no good, and Carly Ray will come down with a rebound. She'll feed Lou Weaver. She'll kick it back out across to Ray. Ray up court to Ellie Andrews. Now cross down to CC Perks, who got behind everybody and easily banks it home. CC Perks brought to you by Ellie Andrews. That's breaking the press. As Magana comes driving down, going to get cut off. Now feed to Pacheco for 3, and she hits it. Irene Pacheco for Hank Ward and Edward Jones 3, the first for Waluke in the game. And then the Lady Hawks turn the ball over, coming back up the court, and their 20-point lead's been shaved to 15 at 44-29, 5:23 to go in the game. As inbound to Espindola, she'll hand back to Magana, got away with the travel, wants to drive baseline, did get behind the defense, but ends up not making the shot work, and then Perks and Morales tie up for the rebound, and we got a jump ball. As Martinez will check back in for Waluke, and Charlie Amick will spell Durand. Martinez will spell Espindola for Waluke. So Martinez will take it out baseline. She feeds to Morales, kicks back to Pacheco on right wing. Pacheco dribbling to the top, drives into the key, puts up from about 8. Might have been partially blocked, but Morales again is there with the offensive rebound and putback. Morales with more than a few points for Waluke. She's been the primary offensive driver as Weaver got trapped and turns the ball over. Going to feed to Magana coming down. Shot ends up being no good. Erazo comes down with a rebound, feeds to Martinez, puts that off the front of the rim, no good. As Morales then gets the rebound, goes up, that's no good, but they're going to say she got fouled by Carly Ray. That'll be Ray's fourth personal, and Morales will go to the line for 2. She's 2 for 4, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18 points for Morales. As Duran will spell Carly Ray, 4:44 to go in the game. Lady Hawks have led by 20. It has been shaved to 13. And Morales to the line for 2. Swirls it in and out. No good. And we're going to have a timeout with 4:43 to go in the game. Lady Hawks leading 44-31. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Hard work necessary. Long days and nights required. Weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
4:43 to go in the game, and Lady Hawk 20-point lead's been shaved to 13 at 44-31, and Mia Morales to the line trying to cut it to 12. And puts that up the front of the side of the rim, rather no good. And Ellie Andrews will come down with a rebound. Lady Hawk's been having trouble dealing with a press. We almost lost it there, but now we're coming up. Ellie Andrews coming down the court. Puts a shot up from about 12 feet, rather. It's no good. And CeCe Perks tries to come down with a rebound, but loses it out of bounds. So Erazo will take it out baseline. Feed to Pacheco. Pacheco coming up the right wing. Up court to Magana. Magana with Durand in pursuit. Lose the handle on her dribble. It's going to be brought down by Charlie Amick, who then, as she's coming up the court, got fouled by Pacheco. So Pacheco will pick up her first personal. And that's an on-the-floor foul. So we'll just take it out back court. Amick will feed to the redhead Weaver. And Weaver going to be met early. Dribbles past. Feeds down low to Bertukin. Durand, who easily lays it up and in. Bertukin with her first bucket of the game, brought to you by Lou Weaver. And then Ellie Andrews ties up Erazo, and somehow she gets called for a travel. So just like that, the Lady Hawks get a quick bucket, force a turnover. Lead back to 15. Going to feed to Andrews in the corner. Now to Bertukin at the top. Now swing around to Lou Weaver. She'll pull up for an NBA three. That's off way long, and Martinez will come down with a rebound for Waluk. She will turn around and feed Pacheco, who will take it across the timeline. And Pacheco dribbling right now, left, going to feed to Martinez in the left corner for three. Wow, Martinez out of nowhere with a Hank Warden, Edward Jones three, and Lady Hawk lead cut to 12. As Weaver, dealing with a triple team, going to feed to Durand to Charlie Amick for three. Nothing but net! Charlie Amick with their fourth Hank Warden, Edward Jones three, and leads back up to 15. As Magana down court to Erazo, puts a move on Ellie Andrews, drives down the left block, can't make the bucket, but Ellie's going to get charged for a foul, and Erazo's going to go to the line. Ellie will pick up her third personal, and Erazo with 3 points. She's 3 for 6 from the line. That's all she's done thus far is shoot from the line. And she is very deliberate up there. Makes the first. Cuts the Hawk lead back to 14 at 49-35. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. No, 7 dribbles that time. And Erazo got a lane violation. It was off the rim anyway, so it doesn't really matter, but as Andrews will take it out baseline, and the Warriors will press. They're going to feed Weaver, and what they like to do is trap her towards the timeline, but they're doing the same with Ellie Andrews, who then gets tied up, and we got a foul, though, however. And we're going to be going, no, we're not going to be going to the line, I beg your pardon. That foul's going to be on Pacheco, that'll be her second personal. Well, Luke will go to the line if we commit any more fouls. As Weaver with 3:15 will feed to Charlie Amick on the right wing. Charlie now getting trapped, dribbles out and around. She'll feed to Durand in the corner. Bertukin back to Charlie, down low to CeCe. She goes up, has it partially blocked, and then taken by Waluk. Magana shaking and baking, crossing the timeline. Feed to Pacheco on the left wing for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. CeCe Perks will chase down the rebound. She'll then feed to Durand with a little bit of contestation. Up court to Ellie Andrews. Ellie. And she ends up getting fouled by Erazo. So now both teams are going to end up, as Erazo picks up her third personal, both teams are going to be going to the line from here on out with 2:41 to go in the game. is Weaver on the right wing to Amick. Charlie now getting double teamed, going to get tied up. We got a jump ball as Pacheco tied her up. And whose ball is it going to be? It's Luke basketball. We're going to have a timeout with 2:33 to go in the game. Lady Hawks leading by 14. 49-35, back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today. You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
2:33 to go in the game. Lady Hawks led by as much as 20. It's been shaved to 14, but the Lady Hawks have the ball. We're waiting for that 30-second clock to stop squawking at us. It tends to run a little long. Inbound to Weaver. Right wing Andrews. Now to Bertukin in the corner. Cross court to Charlie Amick. Free for three. It's off the front of the rim. No good. Oh, and she got fouled. How about that? Is she ended up getting fouled by Magana, who, oh, and to make matters worse, Magana now has fouled out. So Charlie Amick to the line for three. Misses the first. As Santa Ana will check in for the fouled out Magana. So Magana fouls out with 3 points. Charlie, her second free throw. That's nothing but net. 13 points for Charlie so far this afternoon. Lady Hawk lead back up to 15, 50-35. And Amick, one quick dribble, steps up to the line, hunkers, and puts that off the front of the rim. No good. Santana's rebound tipped out by Andrews, picked up by Duran. Swing around to Charlie on the left wing. Whoops, I don't know what happened, but it ended up being tipped and picked up by Martinez. She'll feed to Pacheco, and Pacheco will take it across the timeline. Pacheco now pulling up in the corner for three, swirls it up, and that's going to be a long two for Pacheco. As we come up on 2 minutes to go, Lady Hawks lead cut to 13. Up court to Duran, tipped, stolen. Erazo's going to have the ball. Lady Hawks not taking care of it right now. She'll feed to Martinez. And Martinez ends up, man, she ends up running into 24. We get the ball, but then we go up court and immediately feed it back to Erazo. Erazo then drives baseline, puts up a shot off the side of the backboard. No good, but they're going to call CeCe Perks for a foul. No, they're going to call Charlie Amick. No, what? Who'd they call the foul on? All right, so, okay, they did call it on Charlie. That's her third personal, and Erazo will go to the line again with 7 or 8 dribbles. She's just been camping on the line here this afternoon as she hits the first, making her 5 for 10. She's consistently been hitting 1 of 2 as... No, they said Magana had fouled out, but now she's... Okay, yeah, so Magana only had 4. So she checks back in as Santa Ana goes to the bench. I thought she hadn't fouled out. As Erazo's second is no good, and Andrews will come down with the rebound. Lady Hawks by 12, 1:30 to go. Up court now to Andrews. Now she's going to pull up and feed to Lou Weaver. And we'd be well advised to just run this out. Andrews to Duran for a long two, barely off the side of the rim as Pacheco will come down with the rebound. She'll feed to Martinez in the backcourt with Duran on her. Martinez driving left. Duran still giving her a hard time. Now to Magana, pulling up on the left wing for a long two. And it was way long as Duran will come down with the rebound as we're coming up to 60 seconds to go. And the Lady Hawks still trying to get that first league win. Weaver dribbling through people. Now she's going to end up picking up a foul, having been fouled by Erazo. That is her fourth personal. That should send Weaver to the line. Yeah, it will. So Lou Weaver with 13 points. She's 1 for 2 from the line. 54 seconds to go. Lady Hawks by 12. And Weaver swirls the first one in and out. No good. Lou, two quick dribbles, fires again. That one swirls in and out, no good. And, oh, Magana had the rebound stolen by Andrews. Then she turns around and feeds to Martinez. That's the second time we've gotten a turnover and then immediately turn it back over as Pacheco feeds to Magana on the right wing for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Scramble for the rebound. It's going to go out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Erazo. 38 seconds to go. Lady Hawks by 12 up here in Mattawa. And they'll press the inbound. They get it to Durand. Go up court to Weaver. Feed back to Durand. Durand now up court to Andrews, who crosses the timeline. Now to Durand at center circle. Durand down low to CeCe Perks. Kick back out to Lou Weaver. Weaver on the right wing, dribbling in and out. 12 on the shot clock. Under 20 seconds to go on the game clock. Andrews, Durand in the corner. Now to Weaver at the top. She's got to take three. Instead, she dribbles into the key. Feeds to Perks down low. Who was waiting for it? CeCe Perks. 6 points here in the fourth quarter. Brought to you by Lou Weaver. Lady Hawks by 14. 3 seconds to go. Martinez comes down the left wing. Puts up a shot from about 12 and got fouled by Durand. So she'll go to the line to probably end the game. And Durand will pick up her second personal. Martinez will go to the line. That's for the first time this afternoon. Martinez with 3 points from earlier this quarter. And the ref and Durand actually having a good laugh about that as Martinez. Oh, dear. Way off to the left. Did not touch anything. You get the feeling Martinez is not super comfortable up there at the line. And her second free throw. And she swirls that one home. Oh, good for you, young lady. But the Lady Hawks gonna win. Lady Hawks get their first league win of the season. They beat Waluk here in Mattawa, 52-39. We'll be back with totals and what's coming up next. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling was started by Walla Walla native Dan Reiner out of his garage in 2015. Ever since, American Air has enjoyed a booming rate of referrals from our customer base. Our American Air crew is the new generation, the new face of heating and cooling in our valley. We install high-quality, dependable, and efficient heating and air conditioning equipment. We are your one and only independent trained dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So the Winniacs finally get that first league win. They come up here to Mattawa and they lead from start to finish and beat the Lady Warriors 52-39. Lady Hawks led by as much as 20. But come away with a victory all the same. Let's go ahead and take a look at scoring summary for the Lady Warriors. Valerie Espindola with 2 points. Yohari Magana with 3 points. Irene Pacheco with 7 points. I missed Ashaya Arazo with 5 points. Anastasia Martinez with 4 points. And Mia Morales actually leading all scorers on the court with 18 points for the Lady Hawks. Carly Ray with 4 points. Ellie Andrews and CeCe Perks each with 6 points. Emma Niemeyer with 8 points. And Lou Weaver and Charlie Amick both leading all Hawks scorers with 13 points apiece. Coming up next for the Lady Hawks, got another league game back at home. We're going to be taking on Natchez Valley on Tuesday. And then subsequently on Friday, I want to double check this. I am pretty sure that we are going to be at Wapato next week. So Tuesday against Natchez Valley. That's right. Friday against Wapato. Those will be the games for next week. So our next broadcast, 5:15 from College Place against Natchez Valley on Tuesday. We will see you then. Again, your final here from Mattawa. College Place 52. Waluke Lady Warriors 39. Next broadcast Tuesday, 5:45. From College Place. We don't change that dial, as we like to say in old school radio. We got the boys coming up next. You've been listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I'd tell you about our current specials, except, well, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the valley. If you're having tranny trouble, we can help. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
People often ask how to avoid dog bites. First, never approach a strange dog, especially one that's tied up, behind a fence, or in a car. Don't pet a dog without letting them see and sniff you first. Never run away from a dog. Dogs naturally chase and catch fleeing prey. Don't surprise a dog that is sleeping, eating, chewing a toy, or caring for puppies. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.